Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us this week on Building the Bakken, the most trusted energy brand in the Bakken today. As I mentioned a moment ago, Building the Bakken is part of the Crude Life Media Network, and it is not a political program, rather an informational brand. No polarizing talk, just conversations about facts of the energy industry. Here at the Crude Life Media Network, we generate positive energy. With programs like Building the Bakken, we are able to tell the stories about the people, the communities, and the companies within the industry, those who are involved with the evolution of the Bakken oil field and the ever-changing oil and gas industry. On today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio, we talk with Dan Hetherington as part of our weekly Davis Refinery. Gives us an update on how the first greenfield refinery being built in the United States in almost 50 years is coming along out in Belfield, North Dakota. Then Michael Jezeritz, Hawkeye Well Works. Great story. Gave away a free product, and now he's doing business all over the United States, down into South America, and the Bakken is his home base. Michael Jezeritz with Hawker Well Works coming up a little later in the program. Then Lauren Scott, energy expert and economist, explains how some of the biggest projects in the United States impact the Bakken, as well as where those projects are happening, chemicals, oil, gas, pipelines, all throughout the United States. And Tiffany Steiner, co-founder of the Bakken Barbecue, recaps some of the information for the 6th annual Bakken Barbecue. Of course, this all goes to the fundraising efforts for Make-A-Wish North Dakota out there in Dickinson, North Dakota, a little less than a month away. Of course, I'm going to be there. In fact, they even give me a microphone to do some MC Master of Ceremonies duties from time to time. So we'll see you folks out there at the Bakken Barbecue. Okay, my name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. I'm walking out. The past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Christy Huber, president of the United Way of Cass Clay, says about Hatch coaching.
When you get to know Eric, and he is so willing to share with you how growing up, you know, his life was impacted by an outstanding mom. And the challenges that he may be faced, when he's willing to open up and talk about those things, you're immediately drawn in. And that's that vulnerability that I think that he has publicly said, it's okay to be yourself. And it's okay for you to make mistakes along the way.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Dan Hetherington with SEH.
My name is Dan Hetherington. I'm a senior project manager with SEH, also known as Short Elliott Hendrickson. We're the engineering part of the engineering team for the Meridian Energy Davis Refinery project.
That, of course, out in Belfield, North Dakota. Thank you very much, Mr. Dan Hetherington, for joining us to give us an update on this groundbreaking, revolutionary, historic project out there. And just to kind of set the table before I get into some, the red tape questions, if you will, just in a very quick, brief paragraph or two, talk about the significance of this historically across the United States, this Davis refinery.
Well, there's a whole bunch of things. Actually, I appreciate the question, but in a couple of paragraphs, it might be difficult. So maybe at another time, we can go into it in more depth. But here are some of the quick, exciting versions of this. It is the first full refinery in the last over 40 years. We've incorporated technologies that, even though they're proven, in different industries and also within the refining industry as well, but it's all being incorporated in one project. It's very, very exciting. We expect to be a model for the rest of the industry to kind of, emulate and look at and say, okay, what else can we do to reduce emissions and those type of impacts, environmental impacts with our, with our refineries, there are other projects that have similar, kind of processes. So that's a big, issue right there. And new technologies, first one in 40 years, about 40 years, but just a lot of really exciting things going on with the project. So I appreciate the question, but it's pretty big. And when you get into it, there's a lot of excited engineers and scientists who really like to go into detail into all the little intricacies. But in the big picture, that's really what it is. It's pretty exciting.
Well, and we'll just stick one more question on the big picture, and that is the globalization of energy, which we've all known about for 20 years. But it seems like the mainstream media now is coming to terms with the fact that we do live in not only a global economy, but a global energy market, and et cetera. The timing on this is the reason I prefaced it that way, because, I've been talking to like Edward Martinez from Zia Engineering. They're involved on this. William Prentice with Meridian Energy Group. And this refinery, virtually by timing and default, essentially, because it's the first one in 40 years, is going to set the precedent for the rest of the industry across not only the country, but the globe in terms of how refineries are going to be built going forward. So I just wanted to say that your guys' timing on this is absolutely remarkable and just very good. Have you guys talked about that at all?
Yes, actually we have. I mean, it's very exciting. We've talked about how, just the blessings that have been associated with this project are immense. They're all over the place. And your recognition of how this impacts, other activities in the states here in the United States, but also, throughout the world, you're absolutely right. And yeah, we do talk about it. We get kind of, even more excited about it. It's a lot of fun. And also it's interesting to see the type of interest that we've seen from different people throughout the country, but around the world, that are, calling and saying, well, what exactly are you guys doing here? Or how is that working? And they're calling from an interested, exciting perspective. They're not calling, and saying, oh, what you're doing is bad or anything like that. They're just going, we read through things and we understand that you applied this technology in this location. That was a really good idea. Can we discuss it? So we're seeing interest from all over the place. And yes, it is something we discuss. And, every time we get a call like that or somebody wants to talk about that, it's just more confirmation that everything you said is correct. People are paying attention all over the place, and it's a lot of fun.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dan Hetherington with SEH or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Building the Bakken Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All those social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. One of these days I will find you. Music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. The Moody River Band has a new album hitting the downloadable streets on April 1st. For more information on the Moody River Band, their links, and their music, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. This is the Moody River Band.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies.
Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this?
Nothing.
You need a raise.
Mark your calendars for June 15th. That's the Bakken Barbecue. Mark your calendars today, June 15th, the Bakken Barbecue coming to Dickinson, North Dakota.
pineapple, baby, let me be your mango man. You're my pineapple, baby, let me be your mango man.
Welcome back to Buildy the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Michael Jesuretz with Hawker Wellworks.
My name is Michael Jesuretz, CEO of Hawker Wellworks.
Hawker Wellworks, just like the bird with an ER, and then, of course, Wellworks. Describe to me a little bit about your company, Hawker Wellworks, and how you guys are involved with the oil and gas industry.
We make a hydraulic laydown machine that assists in the well servicing side. So it's basically assists to, once they drill a well and they bring in the workover rig, our machine will back to the well servicing rig and assist in lifting the tubulars, or if they're going to service a well and they need to remove the tubulars, it'll assist in removing them and putting them back on the pipe rack so they can service that well.
How did you guys get into that particular, I guess, niche part of the industry?
Well, we a bunch of entrepreneurs from Minnesota, and we heard rumors of this the oil explosion that was about to happen out in North Dakota about 6.5 years ago, roughly 6.5, 7 years ago, and we just started taking trips out there to see how we could get involved, and we kind of formed a group and just started talking to a lot of the companies that were out there, and we had guys within our group that had all different areas of expertise, and one of them had a fabrication background, and I came from the sales and marketing background, and then we just had some of your basic entrepreneurs that, money investors and things like that, and we looked on how we could get involved, and we actually, at that time there was a big need for man camps and things like that, so we kind of dabbled in that, right away, but we're always looking for a piece of equipment that we could build to market and distribute, and we started talking to some companies, and we built our first laydown machine, and then we brought it out to a company out there, and we just gave it to them and said, hey, will you use this and tell us what you like and tell us what you don't like, and they used it on a couple jobs and brought it back to us and said, hey, you need to, we like it, but you need to make all these changes. So we took about 6-7 months of R&D after that, and just made all the changes that they recommended and things that we can improve on the machine, and just really took their recommendations, and took it to the next level. And we brought it back out to them, and after we made those changes, and they really liked it, and they bought it. And he bought another one, and then he had a brother-in-law that owned a fishing and rental company, and they bought four of them, and that's it, just spun from there.
Boy, that's quite a story. I'm looking at your guys' website, HawkerWellworks.com, talking with Michael Jesuretz with Hawker Wellworks. He's a CEO. And, I'm looking at some of your products you guys have. And, the one, I can take a look at it and see how it would be applicable to the oil and gas industry. It's like pretty easy to see. But I'll tell you what, I'm looking at this other one, and this just looks like a flatbed. I mean, it doesn't look like there's much more to it. So explain to me how you guys are setting yourself apart a little bit, because obviously you are.
Yeah, we, obviously it's a gooseneck trailer. The trailer itself, we fabricate it from the ground up. So, I mean, we're basically, obviously we buy the axles, but we fabricate the entire trailer, and we build the, we really take pride in our construction and the quality of the trailer. So, we build it, oil field tough. We're building our units out of 4x4 square tubing and making it, as bulletproof as possible to survive the elements out in the field. But I also came from the automotive background. I actually owned a automotive franchise for about 10 years. So I wanted to make sure as we were designing this unit that it was easy for the technicians to work on, and it was easy for the operators to operate. So that's really what set us apart as far as, the quality of the machine and then the service and support that we provide after the sale. When I deliver a unit, I actually deliver every unit personally. So I have my driver bring the unit to the location, and then I meet the driver there, and I'll do training for the operators that are going to operate the unit. Then I grab the technicians or mechanics, and I completely go through from head to toe on the entire unit as far as this is how you service it. You know, these are the things to look for after it comes back in, you know, for maintenance and things like that. And that's really what set us apart is as far as when I sell you a piece of equipment, we don't forget about you after that day. I mean, we are there. Our name's on the side of that also. We offer 24-hour tech support, you know, but, you know, it's just the relationships that we built, and they know that we're in it together, and every unit that I've ever built is still working. So I guess that's really good advertising on its own, is that, you know, we really take pride on the longevity and the quality of our equipment.
You mentioned early in the interview that you're from Minnesota, Wilmer, Buffalo area, and that North Dakota's shale play, the Bakken Boom, if you will, was the siren song that brought you guys out to the Shale Play USA. And I understand you got some business out there, but then there was a thing called the downturn. And so many companies had to become innovative, whether it be with their product or their administration, or whether it be with their media choices or whatever it might be. In my industry, we had to reinvent ourselves, and we've done that, and we've had some success with it. And what it did for us is it really organically grew us into other shale plays, because a lot of these are linked together. What did you do? What success did you find? Because obviously, we're sitting here doing an interview right now, we're both still in business, so we survived the downturn. But are you in other shale plays than the Bakken, or are you just finding success out there?
No, we actually, so that was our primary focus when we started our business, just for logistics. I mean, logistically, it was our closest region to get involved in. And then once our products started getting out there and other people started seeing it, and obviously there's a lot of companies that work in the Bakken that are also working in a lot of other regions throughout the United States. So, you know, I really spent the first year, 3 years, I mean, whether you want to call it a road warrior or whatever you want to call it, but I basically just, you know, I'd fly into a region and rent a vehicle, and I would just go to every well servicing company, you know, rental company and everything, and passing out business cards, passing out brochures, you know, just pounding the streets, just to, you know, during that slow time, just getting people familiar with our product, and we then eventually started seeing kind of an explosion of growth in different regions. So, you know, it seemed like when one region would get really busy, another region would slow down. And you know, we all of a sudden got really heavy in Colorado, you know, in the DJ. And then all of a sudden...
To listen to the full-length interview with Michael Jesuritz with Hocker Wellworks, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Building the Bakken Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All those social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. The Moody River Band has a new album hitting the downloadable streets on April 1st. For more information on the Moody River Band, their links, and their music, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. This is the Moody River Band.
All we need is four wheels, a full gas tank, and a few miles left. Where all the lonesome souls go? Who wrote their songs of living? And now it's our souls left. For the giving, we already know how it's done. Let's put our lives on hold and run.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Christy Huber, president of the United Way of Cass Clay, says about Hatch coaching.
One of our programs was where we asked Eric Hatch to come in and speak to this group, and it ended up being a group of about 90 emerging leaders, and talk to them about leadership lessons. And Eric just did a phenomenal job of reaching out and talking about leadership from a very personal perspective. He is one of our best leaders in the community talking about being vulnerable and what that has meant to him in his leadership journey.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies.
Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this?
Nothing.
You need a raise.
Mark your calendars for June 15th. That's the Bakken Barbecue. Mark your calendars today, June 15th. The Bakken Barbecue coming to Dickinson, North Dakota. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Dr. Lauren C. Scott, energy expert and economist.
What does that do for the industry? It almost seems like Lake Charles is turning themselves into a plastic central.
Well, it's that, but it's more making the basic, most of these companies, like Sasol and actually Alotti, are making the products that ultimately go into making plastics. They're making the what I call the basic materials. They'll take natural gas, and out of natural gas you make ethane, and now that you make ethylene. And ethylene then goes into all kinds of stuff. Plastics, it goes into paints and pharmaceuticals and all kinds of stuff. And so they're mainly making that basic thing. And that's why they're in Lake Charles, because in Lake Charles, they are on the Calcasieu Ship Channel, which gives them deep water access to the Gulf of Mexico and then to the world markets. And so that's why they're big into building such big companies there, multi-billion-dollar facilities there, because they're going to be exporting to the world market. And then the LNG export, the LNG are strictly export oriented. They are taking natural gas and liquefying it and sending it to Korea, to other parts of Asia, to Europe, in some cases the Caribbean, where they will take that LNG, regasify it, and use it to generate electricity. So they're not quite plastics. They're more the basic chemicals and then the LNG export facilities.
Yeah, I got ahead of myself. Thank you for that, because petrochemical is what I meant to say, but my goodness, it's an early interview, so my mind isn't totally operating quite yet. But I did want to ask you about the Permian Basin. I did talk to Ian Vasey from the Corpus Christi Economic Development Corporation, and talked about the port a little bit, the pipeline that's going to go directly from the Permian down to the Corpus Christi and everything along those lines. There's a number of projects, $8 billion worth of projects heading down there. Are you familiar with kind of the next level that Corpus Christi is taking and transition that into just the Permian overall?
Well, first of all, Corpus Christi has not had a really good run in the last couple of years because They are actually quite a distance away from the Permian Basin, and their economy has been a little bit flat for the last two or three years, but that's getting ready to dramatically change, and it's going to change dramatically, mainly for one reason, but also because of the second, all involving energy, as it turns out. And the first is the Exxon Sabic, big, huge facility that's coming in there. I think it's on the order of $10 billion new ethane cracker that's coming in there, that's put together by a joint venture between ExxonMobil and the Saudis. You know, the Saudis are, one of the things the Saudis are doing is they're investing more downstream and stuff instead of just producing oil. They're saying, let's get into something where we're taking oil and or natural gas and make stuff out of it. So they're forming this joint venture with ExxonMobil to build this huge facility there near Corpus Christi. And so that's going to cause, first of all, a lot of construction jobs. These are very labor-intensive construction projects and huge suckers. So you get a lot of job bump from that, plus the 600 permanent jobs that will be created there, high-wage permanent jobs that will be created there once it's built. But the other thing is, and this is kind of unique for the United States, is they are now dredging the harbor there so that you get, so that very large crude carriers can come in and either offload or load on oil, but mainly load on oil that's coming from the Permian Basin. Until this point, the only place that very large crude carriers could unload was at Loop, which is what's called the Louisiana Offshore Oil Port, located out in the Gulf of Mexico, where they just pull up to this little port, they discharge the oil into pipelines that brings it on shore. Well, now they're not going to have to do that. They can actually work. There's going to be a second place where very large crude carriers can unload their crude or load crude, and that's at Corpus Christi. So Corpus Christi's got some stuff that's going on there that's going to, I think, turn their employment numbers around and start seeing them experience some pretty good growth going forward. Now, the Permian is located up where I'm from. Actually, Permian's located up, if you have a picture of Texas in your head and you go from the panhandle down and then you hit that corner and you go up towards El Paso, the Permian is basically around where that little corner is there. And it goes into New Mexico and Texas. And that place is like a gold mining town during the gold rush days. I mean, it is crazy there. A hotel room in a modest hotel is going to cost you $600 a night, for example. It's just amazing. And it is the hottest oil play right now in the United States, and it is just going great. And what they're doing is they're running pipelines from there down to Corpus Christi, where then that oil can be exported out of the United States.
Yeah, I talked to someone yesterday, and he was in the Delaware, which is one of the layers, of course, right next to the Permian, that sort of thing. So in addition to, you know, the Permian being hot, they're finding some success in those different layers that geographically are, you know, within that area. So there's just all kinds of activity happening there. How about the Eagle Ford and Wolf Camp, some of those other ones? Are you hearing any other activity in those other Texas plays that blend into Louisiana and Oklahoma?
Yeah, you're seeing some improvement there, certainly in those plays. But I mean, they are nothing compared to the Permian Basin. I mean, the Permian is just, that's where the great majority of the wells going. And part of the reason for that, there's so many plays you can drill into out there, and it's so thick, and you have a number of things. You have an existing pipeline infrastructure, although it is getting overburdened right now. You don't have enough. You have people who have been around oil and gas a long time, so you don't have a lot of anti-drilling, anti-fossil fuels folks out there. And so all that's making it very, very good. That's also helping, of course, Oklahoma. And Oklahoma's got some great plays like the Stack and all. And you're getting some increase in rig activity there, but certainly nothing compared to what's going on in the Permian. They actually, you know, of course, when you're fracking, you have to use a lot of water, you have to use a lot of sand, which means you need a lot of trucks. And my understanding is that it is so difficult to find truck drivers that one of the things they're doing is recruiting female ex-felons to drive. And you're making $100,000 a year driving a truck, to give you an idea of just how wild and crazy that place is right now.
Female ex-felons. Boy, you just gave me a headline.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dr. Lauren C. Scott or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Building the Bakken Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All those social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. On today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. The Moody River Band has a new album hitting the downloadable streets on April 1st. For more information on the Moody River Band, their links, and their music, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. This is the Moody River Band.
Well, I was born under a harvest moon. Now, wasn't too late. Yes, I was born on the first day of my life. And I was 2 years old when John Lennon died.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies. Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this? You need a raise.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch coaching.
When I think of the world that I want to live in, it's with people that care, that take risks, that reinvent themselves, reinvent their organizations, reinvent their industries. And Eric's a model citizen for that. He's trying to solve problems. He's trying to bring people into those solutions. He does incredibly well, but he lives generously. I think a community filled with people like Eric that are solving problems, giving it their best, and creating an environment for others to lead and soar and succeed, that's a place I want to live. And so Eric's the type of person that's in my community, and I'm really grateful for that.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Tiffany Steiner, co-founder of the Bakken Barbecue.
Now we're getting close to summer, even though the weather is not looking like it. But we're really excited this year. We have an amazing band that's playing Sada. We have a ton of companies that are signing up to barbecue, a ton of sponsors, and we can't thank all of our sponsors enough. And we have a amazing raffle ticket going on with the grand prize of $5,000. So that's kind of exciting too.
Sixth annual Bakken Barbecue happening June 15th in Dickinson, North Dakota. The band Sawdust, are, where are they from? I'm not familiar with Sawdust.
Sawdust is actually a local company. We've heard them at the Brick House, and then API had them at their Christmas party this year. And they just draw people to the dance floor. I've never seen anything like it. They are a fun, lively band, and it's just fun to hang out and dance with them.
You know, I have seen them. I do remember them from the API Christmas party, now that you mention that. I didn't know that was their name, I guess. Everybody was dancing, though. They were having a good time.
Yeah, and it's amazing how many people they bring out on the dance floor.
Yeah, I like those bands that know how, you know, there's certain bands for different things, and there's some bands that just have a high energy feel to them and know how to do a street dance or, you know, an arena type style where it's just their sound is bigger than life, and so it's very captivating. So,
yes.
Cool. Well, I wanted to ask you about sponsors, cookers, that sort of thing. I know that obviously the people can donate at the event as well, but a big part of it is the preparation work and some of the sponsorship and the whole thing that goes into putting it on so that a good amount of money can be raised for Make-A-Wish. So talk to me, where are you guys at with the sponsors? Are you looking for some? What are the deadlines, et cetera?
We are always looking for sponsors for our events. We have until, I mean, you can sponsor up until the Bakken Barbecue to help our event out. But the end of May would be best just so you can get your company logo on all of our marketing materials at the event, the posters. You know, we also mention our sponsors on the radio ads and Facebook and all that stuff. We always want to make sure our sponsors are heard. And then we have right now, we have a handful of companies that have officially registered. That's pretty exciting. You know, we have Patterson Drilling, Martin Construction, Lean Drilling, Enable Midstream, Smithy's Hot Shots, Whiting, Wyoming Casing Always Barbecue. So it's just going to be a fun year. I think a lot of the companies that barbecued last year will be back because they had a great time.
Tiffany Steiner with the Bakken Barbecue happening June 15th, 2018, Dickinson, North Dakota. Competition, Barbecue Bravado. I know that you guys have trophies, that sort of thing. Are people coming back to defend the trophies? And talk to me about the competition that happens.
I think it's such an exciting competition between the companies. I know first place was Shawcor, and they're going to be back as well. But their winning recipe will be placed in that Watford City Dickinson magazine in June. So people will be able to see how they won the Bakken Barbecue.
Are you kidding me? What? No, hang on. I didn't mean to interrupt you there, but they're going to be what? Watford City magazine? I hear that's got international distribution. They make it all the way to Canada. So wait, no, the Watford City who?
So it's actually the Dickinson magazine, Watford City magazine.
Okay.
They're the Dakota Life Media. And they reached out, and they were excited to be a part of the Bakken Barbecue. So part of the June issue is they're going to feature the Bakken Barbecue as well as a recipe from the winning company from last year.
Well, let me tell you, I've done a number of interviews in the past of, and you know this, Tiffany, interviewing the cookers and that sort of thing. They might tell you some very roundabout ways they do things. Good luck trying to get the recipes out of them. That's like fracking secrets. I mean,
you know, Shawcor agreed to it. I couldn't believe it.
No, so, boy.
You know, sometimes it's not the recipe. It's how you cook it. So it'll be interesting to see people's reactions. But it's pretty neat they were willing to share that recipe with the world.
I don't know if I'd trust it. Boy, I tell you, he might be putting on a ruse there. No, I'm just kidding. You're right, though. So much of barbecue, though, is time and temperature.
Yes, yes, and what you do prior to cooking in. So I think this is just a small step in how they won. The thing we have is Facebook. We always are checking our Bakken Barbecue Facebook. We also have a Hotmail email, so it's bakkenbbq@hotmail.com. Those are probably the two easiest ways to get a hold of us. Everyone has access to those. So reach out to us.
To listen to the full-length interview with Tiffany Steiner, co-founder of the Bakken Barbecue, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Building the Bakken Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All those social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. The Moody River Band has a new album hitting the downloadable streets on April 1st. For more information on the Moody River Band, their links, and their music, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. This is the Moody River Band.
It's the same reason the sky's blue when you believe in two, and there's only you cuddling. Got your mind blown. Mind blown, your mind blown. I'll show you something that's never been shown. Your mind blown, your mind blown. And that's all you need to know.
Now actually, you know, of course, when you're fracking, you have to use a lot of water, you have to use a lot of sand, which means you need a lot of trucks. And my understanding is that it is so difficult to find truck drivers that one of the things they're doing is recruiting female ex-felons to drive. And you're making $100,000 a year driving a truck, to give you an idea of just how wild and crazy that place is right now.
Female ex-felons. Boy, you just gave me a headline.
Silly like you have plans to save the world. Just remember your past will only last if you don't take off your mask. When the outside's chilly, the inside is warm. You've been wishing you never been born. All I can say is that you try to behave and try not to get your mind blown.
Seems like no matter who I talk to in the world of business these days, people are telling me about the success of Hatch Coaching. Listen to what Jeff Schatz, superintendent of the Fargo Public Schools, has to say about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching.
I just thought that his story about how he talks about the struggles that he and his family went through and having children, and how, you know, everybody has a hot mess, and how do you deal with that in life? And I just thought that really resonates well with, you know, folks. And so I thought that would be a great message for everybody to hear. Well, then beyond that, I've also seen Eric do some of the other things that he does with emceeing and leading other types of things that he does. He does coaching, I know, with students where the principals have hired him to come in and do that. So I just extended that opportunity for him to be the MC too. He was very well received.
For more information, call 701-212-1572 or visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies. Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this? You need a raise.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota, is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.